Barkeep. Another round for me and my crew. And none of that watered down shit you keep trying to pass off. Oh. Hello there. Aren't you cute? What's your name? That's befitting of a little mouse like yourself. You can call me Irem Ironfury, but for you, it's just Rem. What brings someone like you to a place like this? This rowdy tavern doesn't really seem to be, and I mean no offense by this, your scene. You look much more befitting of a bed and breakfast instead of here. Hell, the floor is sticky with God knows what, and you have to push your way past these ungrateful oafs just to get a drink at the bar. So why are you here getting a drink with folks of this ilk? Just passing by? Oh, I don't believe that for a second. Your smile tells me you know more than you're letting on. It's fine. You don't have to tell me. I'll figure out why you are here sooner or later. I'm guessing that means that you're here alone, right? There's no partner I would have to worry about if... Oh, I don't know. I were to say I find you very attractive and you happen to just be my type. That's good. See, I have a little group I hang out with. They're over there. But they won't be too upset if I go missing for a bit. Especially when the thing I'm pursuing is a cute little mouse like yourself. No looking away. I guess I'll just have to help you meet my eyes by raising your chin. See? Was that so hard? I just want to look at the face of the cute person I'm talking to. There's no reason for you to fluster so easily under my gaze. I'm just a stranger. All I'm asking is that you look up at me when I speak. Is that something that you can handle? Thank you for that. So, little mouse, how are we going to do this? Oh, you are so cute. I'm hitting on you. I want you in a less than holy way, little mouse. You're so easy to fluster. Are you always this shameful? That's adorable. You're so cute. That gives me an idea. I want to try something. Stand up from your stool. I want to see how much larger I am than you. You're practically pocket-sized. Look at you, barely up to my chest, standing at your full height. I must have forgotten just how small your guide really was. I actually have to look down at you. I'm so used to traveling with my group, I must have forgot what it felt like to have to bend my neck down to make eye contact. Easy to fluster, tiny, and you're cute. That's exactly my type. What about you? Am I your type, or are the horns too much for you? Oh, you don't want to say. You afraid that I'm going to use my muscles against you? If that's what you're worried about, that ain't my style, little mouse. I wouldn't do anything to you that you haven't asked for. I'm quite the lady when it comes to flirting with someone I find very hot. From how you look to your shy personality. Plus, you look downright delicious when you fluster. What? You want to know what I'm drinking? Why don't I just give you a little taste instead? And I'll swallow it. Good. Strong, right? Oh, I won't give you any more. I don't know if you could handle it with your stature. I wouldn't mind a proper kiss from you, though. One where I could actually focus on how your lips feel against mine instead of the burn from the drink. Will you grant me my wish, little mouse? Will you kiss me? Oh, I love how you feel. Do you have any idea how pretty you are? Trust me, you're very pretty. If I brought you back to my table, you wouldn't last more than 5 seconds before you had everyone fighting for your attention. I'm lucky I was able to find you at the spa all alone. It means that I get to have you all to myself. And I really hate sharing the pretty things I find. So what do you say to having one of the best nights of your life, little mouse? I bet I can make you scream. Oh, come on. Admit that you want me just how I want you. You're curious to experience what it's like with a minotaur. I know you want to feel my horns in your hands while you sit in my lap. Maybe grab my tail while I push you against a wall. There's an alley right through the door. I'm sure no one would care if we went missing for a little bit, especially in a busy place like this. Come on, little mouse. Let me make your night. I want to make you feel good. Allow me that honor for the night. I know you're curious to see if I'm big everywhere or if it's just my height and muscles. So why don't I show you? Put your hand in mine and follow me. Let me at least satisfy your curiosity, little mouse. Excuse me. Pardon me? Out of my way. After you. Oh, come on, they won't miss us. I'm sure they've hardly noticed we're gone. And besides, I have to make good on my promise. Go on, touch my abs. I know you want to. You feel that? You feel how hard they are underneath your hands? Look how tiny your hands look next to just one of my ab muscles. I didn't realize that even my muscles would be larger than you, little mouse. So tiny compared to me. A little thing like you really shouldn't be traveling alone. You need some kind of muscle in order to fend off people with ill intentions. See, not everyone is as nice and understanding as me. Some of them are out there to take advantage of pretty little things like yourself. The kind that travel alone and fluster easily. Some Casanova could easily charm the pants off of you and rob you blind. That would leave you so vulnerable. So exposed for others to take advantage of. It's a cruel world out there, little mouse. How have you managed to travel alone for so long without being protected? Oh, you have your ways? I'm sure you do. But that doesn't make it safer for you to travel alone, no, no, no. So small and fragile, even with your tricks, someone like me could easily overpower you. You know, just place their knee between your thighs and pin your hands above the wall. Go on. Tell me to stop, little mouse. That's what I thought.